getting a business up and running, we were talking about the live music venues, perhaps there were some business issues there. Getting any kind of a business up and off the ground takes an enormous amount of dedication. It takes an enormous amount of commitment. It can take a big chunk of cash. It can take an awful lot of support. And it's nice to get a little support, especially if you're facing some other challenges. I want to have a chat this morning with Brian Curry, who's the owner of Fat Bar, which is actually about to open. I think a couple days away from opening. It's a new bakery down on White Avenue. Well, that's what I say. Or maybe it's more than that. It's called Fat Bar. It sounds like an interesting name. Anyway, Brian's joining us this morning. Brian, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a couple days away, huh? You've got to be a little wound up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. I mean, our grand opening is on Saturday from 12 to 12. And, you know, it's something I've been working for a number of years. It's been an idea I've had for pretty much my whole life. So I'm happy to actually have it open and have people come and try stuff out.
From 12 to 12, sounds like it's more than a bakery.
Yeah, so it's Fat Bar Bakery and Cafe, and it's a little bit of a new concept in Edmonton. It's a dessert bar. So, you know, one of the things that I noticed in Edmonton is a lot of the bakeries are either sold out or out of stuff by the time people come off work. So kind of I switched everything on its head and going to have it open in the afternoons and evenings. And what better way of when people get off work is to, you know, have a glass of wine or have a beer with a piece of cake or some dessert. So that was kind of like where that genesis came from. And I think it's going to do really well.
And having a cool idea is one thing, having the commitment to do it, but sometimes there are hurdles get put in your way. You got a little help, a little bit of help anyway, because obviously it's still on you, but there can be something that can help you out a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about the loan that you got and why you got it and where it came from and why?
Yeah, of course. You know, I grew up a single parent household. I was the youngest of five. With my mom, you know, a lot of the times that we could spend time together were in the kitchen. That's how I learned how to bake when I was four and five. Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to get a business started is so difficult, especially when you don't have the resources to do it. But, you know, in the last few years, there's been a lot of push in Canada to let some underrepresented groups have opportunities to start businesses and realize their dreams. And one of the things that I was able to get is a loan targeted for young Black entrepreneurs called the Futurepreneur Loan. And what that allowed me to get kind of the seed money to kind of start construction of the business. And, you know, without that, I wouldn't have been able to get this business going.
Help us to understand why this loan was put into place. Because you hear people, and I think it's from an uneducated, they don't recognize or learn about the reasons. Why do you deserve to get a special loan and somebody else doesn't, for example? There are hurdles that you can face, and I'm sure you probably already have. You're 35. It's not your first run around the sun.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like the big thing about a lot of businesses is still a majority of small businesses are started off with seed money from, you know, family, friends. And when people of underrepresented groups don't necessarily have that resource. So what these loans have been done is that they're actually trying to level the playing field a little bit and give people access to kind of startup loans that kind of act as that kind of friends and family start. And because I was able to do that, I was actually able to get the construction going and then being able to generate revenue and actually kind of get the business started. And once again, without that, I wouldn't have been able to get the business going.
That's actually a really cool way of referencing it. It's sort of like is the friends and family. I love that. Part of that, the idea, though, too, is you do want to expand that openness and make sure that it is an inclusive place for everyone, regardless of what marginalized community or underrepresented community there might be.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a big part of why I wanted to create Fat Bar is really create a space that, you know, everyone's welcome and really by having that 90s retro vibe. I mean, that's when I grew up in the 90s, and, you know, it's kind of weird to say, but the 90s was over 30 years ago. It's retro now. It's in. But having that space that everyone kind of comes to and say, oh, this is like, you know, I'm hanging out at a friend's house and that was really important for me, not only from the customers, but the staff and hiring staff. I'm on White Ave. I'm really close to university. You know, half my staff are students at the university, and really kind of create that friendly, safe, inclusive environment for everybody.
It just kills me when you say that 90s are a retro vibe. You're killing me.
I know. It's really weird to think that, you know, when I reference some people, especially people in their 20s, and I make these references, and it's like, no, that was 30 years ago. That happened before they were even born. They have no idea what I'm talking about.
What is a 90s vibe? Could you help? Well, then tell me, what is it? I lived through it. I don't know what the heck a 90s vibe is.
Well, I mean, when you come to Fat Bar, even you're gonna see a lot of graffiti. You're gonna see hip hop music playing. You know, you have Fresh Prince, graffiti. I have a custom arcade machine that was done by a local vendor that has 5,000 games on it. You know, everything that people enjoyed in the arcades when arcades were actually a quarter to play. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just kind of that feeling. And I think people will really respond to it because, once again, it just makes people feel like they're just going to like a local place and they can hang out and have a great time.
It's interesting. And it's Fat Bar PHAT?
Yeah, PH.
Because otherwise, I don't know if you want to advertise a bakery that says FAT.
Well, hey, I mean, like, our portions are a sizable portion. People are going to love our fat bars and our fat cakes and our fat tarts. And, you know, once again, it's having a space where people are going to really enjoy what they have.
Just on this loan for Black entrepreneurs, can you give me an idea of the amounts it is, how long you have to pay it back? Because it's a loan, so I'm assuming you have to pay it back. Is it just a little bump or is it a bigger bump? Can you give me an idea? How much do you want to tell me about that?
Yeah, I mean, people can and find that on you know, the Futurepreneur website, but typically loans are anywhere between $20,000 and $60,000. And once again, that's something to people started along their businesses, no matter what, you know, whatever the business may mm-hmm. be. And, you know, for me, it allowed me to kind of get the start on this, using obviously my own savings and the loan, was able to construct a bakery from scratch. So, definitely really important. And especially it's important for me as a Black entrepreneur to be opening up during Black History Month. You know, that's super important for me. And Black History Month is, you know, not about the past, it's about the future. And having, you know, young Black students from high school reaching out to me, you know, saying, hey, I've never heard of something like this opening up in Edmonton. You know, like, can you teach me? Can you tell me about how you got this started? And, you know, that's when you know, taking it back to the loan, I mean, that's what it's supposed to create. It's supposed to create this kind of momentum of young Black kids and young adults, like, be interested in entrepreneurship. And you know, if I can mentor other young Black kids and young adults, then that's kind of what the ultimate goal of it is.
Sure. Yeah, and expand on that community and help and be the friend and family, I guess, to maybe a new generation of entrepreneurs. Brian, wish you all the best with it. Fat Bar is opening up this weekend, right? Or like ahead of this weekend, a couple days?
It's opening up on February 11th.
February 11th. What day is that? That's 3 days away. Is that Friday?
That's Saturday.
Saturday.
So we're going. So follow us on Instagram at Fat Bar Bakery and check out our website. And I hope to see everybody there on Saturday.
PHAT. Fat Bar. Brian Curry, all the best. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.